Welcome back to Good Choices, the podcast where every other month... No, what? No, every month!
Every month, yeah.
Every month, we go through the filmography of David Dakota, so you don't have to. I'm Kelly.
I'm Rose.
We do this every month.
Once a month, whether we want to or not.
Yep. Yeah, for our sins, I guess. And this month, we are talking about 2011s. We're continuing 1313. Are we only two into 1313s or three? I don't
three
know.
Three into 1313s, I think.
I think you're correct. I read there are 14 of them. What a bummer. We are watching
a whole year of 1313s.
Yeah, and then a little bit of change. But yes, we watched 2011's 1313, actor/model, and the slash is a word, you see.
Yes,
because of the stabbing.
And he is also mad about acting.
Yes, that is true. That is the thesis of the film. It is mad about acting. Let me read you the IMDb description real fast.
Yeah. Hit me.
Jerry is an embittered actor who decides it's time to slash a few male models at a film producer's house after losing a life-changing film role to some guy who looked good with his shirt off.
Yeah. First of all, Jerry.
Jerry.
2011. Your name is Jerry.
His name is Jerry.
Second of all, murder?
Murder. Third of all.
Murder because of acting?
Murder because of acting. Third of all, this lady talks a lot about TV for being a film producer.
Yeah. I think actor/model, very bad job.
Truly that's it. I mean, we'll talk about the movie. It'll take...
Yeah, we can talk about a quote-unquote plot of this movie. Like, the more we cover plots of 1313 movies, is the further we go down the rabbit hole of nothing is happening.
Yes, truly. Listen, nothing happens in this movie. Not one single good goddamn thing.
No.
I saw a review on Letterboxd that said, great movie if you love the word hello.
Yes, I definitely have hello written in my notes a few times, and it's still like, nothing is happening.
Nothing. We can blitz right through this thing, to be perfectly honest. Although it does open with a little bit of excitement, because we see some sort of apartment complex or a condo place. Yeah. I don't know which. But it is a different facade, and it's like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Some guys talking about auditioning in a different place than the house.
Yeah. And the one guy has come back, and he heard or saw that an audition went bad in that a man showed up and started threatening people and had to be taken out. Spoilers, that's Jerry. That's who this movie's about.
Hey, Jerry.
Then we leave these two for basically the whole film. Goodbye, apartment complex. We go to house. A boy comes in the back door of house. The only thing notable about this is that he walks by a framed photo of someone with their head in a metal barrel, like bent over. I took a picture. I'll tweet it. And he does a big hello wander. He wanders around.
Hello.
Hello.
Anyone here in house? Hello?
Hello? The only other thing I found notable about this is he, like, goes up the stairs and the camera retreats from him. Like, it seems for occasionally that David is trying something new. But no, this guy just wanders around until he gets murdered. And you know what? That's the movie.
Yeah. We're going to wander around, we're going to say hello, we're going to get murdered. That's the movie.
Yes. Yeah, this dude does call for someone a lot, and the sound is bad, so I'm like, is he calling for someone named Zach or his dad? Now, there are no dads in this movie or anyone named Zach, so I don't know what I thought was happening.
he just yelled. And he gets throat slit And that's about it until we get like a hot tub montage party.
Yep.
For no reason.
For no reason. There are four people in one shot, which is exciting.
Yeah, people. People all together in a scene. Wow. Yeah.
They high-five in a hot tub. They splash around. They do some hijinks. It doesn't go on as long as one might fear, but, you know, it's some classic David stuff. We see the murderer, whose face we do see. Like, this is not like, you just see him in that first murder. Mm-hmm. We see that he's sitting somewhere sad in a car, and he's got a little kitchen knife, the classic 1313 murder weapon.
Yeah, a steak knife is the titular actor slash model, I guess. The guy that we have heard about in the... in the synopsis is Jeremy.
Dead. Okay, I also called him Jeremy for a really long time, and then people were like, Jerry. So I don't know if I misheard or they just changed their minds in the middle.
I guess his name's supposed to be Jerry. I don't know.
We quickly meet the agent slash executive who has a boy harem, and she's referred to as Susie many times until a point in the middle of the movie when she is referred to as Sydney Prescott, who is the lead character of the Scream franchise. Very rude. And then they go back to calling her Susie, and I'm like, who here's crazy, me or actor slash model?
It's actor slash model. It does not know what it's doing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hear about Jerry's motivation, which is he hates models. He wish real actors got to audition.
He is a real actor.
Yeah.
Actor with a exclamation point. Actor with a...
underlined.
Yeah. Underlined copyright actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does not like these models.
He doesn't like these actors slash models. Take their shirts off. Mm-hmm. One of these dudes is his former roommate who tries to be nice to him a number of times. That number two.
The first scene, I think.
Yeah, he's here. And he's like, so what if I look good with my shirt off? And then he takes his shirt off. The thing about all the meta nature about actors slash models in this is that none of them, ironically, are good enough actors to make this shitty script sing.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't care what you're doing as an actor. I don't care how many classes you're taking, how many UCB classes you've gone to. Mm-hmm. You're bad.
Yeah.
So you're acting in uppercase. No one cares.
Yeah. And I mean, truly, the people who wrote the script, David and whoever else wrote it with him, it's also a bad script. Like, it's not like they're given gold and fucking it up. Like, no, they wrote a bad script and then...
You wrote a bad script and you cast bad actors and they were bad. Everything is bad.
The meta-ness does not work because this is all shit. We meet some dudes, specifically Brad, who wants to quit a successful TV show to try a film career. Susie, the executive, is like, you're fucking dead to me. And then he goes and exercises and complains to Jerry, and Jerry kills him.
Yeah. As you do. If you're an actor,
who slashes models.
You're mad at models, and so you kill them.
Yeah, and then this movie pulls its trick that it's going to pull many times, which is we then spend 3 to 5 minutes watching Jerry wander around the house with a knife while audio from his previous encounter with the guy he just killed plays over and over again.
Yeah.
This sucks. It's bad. It sucks.
Yeah, a guy in a sweatsuit walks around with a knife, and later... some other guys in no shirts walk around with no knives, and
they get killed.
The rest of the movie.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. There's like weird fucking like business drama, like show business drama that I do. It's like a guy drives up here in a robe, which is very funny. He's just wearing a robe.
He just wears a robe. He wears a black robe and he walks around for so long.
Yeah, and it turns out that he fucked Susie / Sydney over somehow in a way that I could not comprehend and did not care about. There's also one of the other boys is named Trent, I think. Not good Trent. This is a bad Trent.
Yeah, not our Trent that we love.
No.
But a different Trent.
And he's real cynical about the business. And, like, one of the only interesting things to happen in this movie is that, like, he finds Brad's dead body. And instead of, like, calling the cops, calls his agent and is like, I think that lead role's gonna open up.
Yeah, I think the house that I went to, there's a murderer here.
And I think it'd be good for my career. And like Jerry catches him and he's like, you can have the lead role and I'll keep my role. And Jerry's like, you clearly wouldn't call the cops if someone killed me. So time for you to die. Gosh, what else is there to say about this film?
There's like nothing that happens in this movie.
No.
It's just people walking around. Mm-hmm. Guys. With no shirts, walking around and going hello.
Yeah.
And a guy with a sweatsuit on
kills
with
them.
A knife, mm-hmm. walking around, and he encounters the shirtless guys and he kills them.
Yeah.
And that's like it for like three times. That's like.
And it's so weird because we do have a party full of boys. And then the movie pulls the trick of two other randos show up, like, and walk in the back door and pull the hello routine after the first guy.
Yeah, there's never a bad time to walk into Mandarin and say hello.
Yeah. I do want one piece of House ephemera to note.
Uh-huh.
There is a plaque by the front door. Uh-huh. We hang out by the front door for a bit. And it's a plaque, and it says, beware all enterprises that require new clothes. And it's just by the front door of this house. Sure it is.
Sure. Why not? And I think we see the most of the, like, front drive that we've seen in a while. It's like car, all lined up in front of house. Because I guess people got to get here before they take their shirts off and get killed.
And wander around, yeah. Yeah. There was one moment where I thought the film was going to be meta because, like I said, we get two in, like, the back quarter of this movie. We get two back-to-back boys wandering in yelling hello. And they both do exercise montages, which also is very stupid.
Oh, God, yes, the gym.
But for a movie that's, like, trying to be meta about this kind of movie, I thought it would be very funny if a second boy wandered in, said hello once, and immediately got murdered. Like, that would have been a fun twist. He doesn't do that.
Hello? Oh, you're in the gym? You're lifting? I'm dead.
Yeah. The first of the two hello boys, there is one. It is not worth it. Like, the helloing is not worth it. But when Jerry finds him, he does just flatly say hello back before stabbing him. And, like, that was an okay joke. But it needed to come after 30 seconds of hello. Yeah.
Yeah, you said hello, hello.
Hello.
And you're stabbed.
Goodbye. Yeah, that would have worked, too. But, yeah, so he kills everyone at this party. He kills Robe Guy after tying him to a bed. And doing an accent at him for some reason. And eventually...
I'm an actor.
Yeah, let me show you my acting.
I guess.
Yeah. Eventually, we see the two remaining people who are the agent / executive, Susie / Sydney, and the hot young thing who was dubbed one of the up-and-coming famous people by Entertainment Weekly, Logan, and they run into each other because they are both looking for people who have been missing, presumably for hours. And then she decides she's going to fuck him, basically. Like, well, I can't find who I'm looking for, but what if I go with you?
Yeah, you've been missing.
Yeah, let's hang out. Let's talk. And Jerry interrupts this talk and hands her a script he has written and a camera and is like, film this audition. You're going to want to see it. And it's her, like, begging to give him the part while he holds a knife to Logan's throat. The thing about handing her a camera is she makes no effort to point it at him. She is just, like, pointing it at the coffee table.
Yeah, I'm a real actor. And yeah. You are a POV. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're a lady.
Yeah, you're playing yourself, and you're like, oh, I need you in this role. I shouldn't have hired models. And he's like, you're right, you shouldn't have.
You shouldn't have. Because I hate models.
Because I hate them.
I hate them so much.
Anyway, he stabs the model he is holding hostage here. So that tape is now a snuff film, if she had pointed it in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Then he wanders around the house some more. Truly. He does this between every single kill. It's so much. And then...
I mean, why are all these shirtless boys wandering in here? But right. Also, why is he wandering around in his sweatsuit? So
yeah. And theoretically, it's a party at the beginning that multiple people are actually at.
Yeah. We saw a whole passel of boys in a... in a pool party, in a hot tub.
Yeah. His weird wanderings are gonna get seen, because, like, he gets seen. People talk to him while he is here. They're like, oh, hey, Jerry.
Hey, Jer.
Yeah. In the brief scene, before he kills his roommate does say the old Jer he knew would be out there being the life of the party, and I don't buy that for one second.
No. This guy's a joke. He's not going to be parties. Mm.
So this final murder of Logan has happened. We do our final wander, and then we inexplicably cut back to the apartment complex from the beginning of the film, where those two dudes are. And they're like, they turn on the news, and it's like, murder today at the house where young man Jerry Knifeson knifed everybody.
Surprise! There was a murder.
There were many of them.
None of you were involved? Question mark?
And they're like, wow, the business will really wear you down, huh? And they're like reflecting on this. And then one of them gets a call. He's like, oh, man, dude, I got the part. And like, I guess it's supposed to be like a dark ending or maybe funny or something. It's not anything. And I have to say at this point, so this whole film is an hour and 13 minutes. This part happens at an hour and 6 minutes. Then we get a bunch of credits, and there were still 2 whole minutes left. And I'm like, what's happening? And then it was a dark screen for a little while.
Yeah.
And then the word trailer came up, and then it played the trailer of the film. Which was so weird.
It was a very weird experience watching this movie. That... It's like, this is happening.
Mm-hmm. It's still happening,
and it's we'll let the credits roll. Like, usually it's like, okay, like, nothing's gonna happen. We'll let you roll, and then a scene came up, and oh no, it was just the trailer for this movie.
Yeah. The fact that it just announced itself with trailer, like white text on a black background, like trailer. It's like, oh, for what? And it's like, for this movie.
For and this.
Honestly, I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole trailer. It captured every aspect of this film in a fraction of the time.
Yeah.
Nothing was left out.
You just need the 12-second version of
this movie. Yeah. I mean, still not good, shorter. And that's it. I know normally these episodes go longer, but this is a stunning nothing of a film.
It's very much nothing.
I went scrabbling on Vimeo's interface to be like, do you have, like Netflix does, can I watch this at 1.5 speed? I won't miss anything.
No.
Yeah. They don't have that.
It is very much a wandering.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah.
Board shorts? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's the movie.
I know Wicked's stepbrother was that too, but at least it had the weird intrigue of some of these boys are here to rob this house.
Yeah, this was like, why is anyone here? Why is anyone here?
No. It's like, it's a party for Brad getting the role or someone else getting the role.
Maybe you're auditioning for something, but why are you here?
Yeah, and the thing is, Jerry has his bugaboo, which is actor/models, models/actors, and he just keeps saying, every time he interacts with someone, that is all he talks about. And then we also hear it played again as he wanders around the house.
Yeah, and yeah, all of the weird voiceover, like, echoes of other people wandering around saying hello. It's like, oh, somebody else was here saying hello, and they got murdered, and now another person wandering around saying hello and getting murdered again.
The other thing about his angry voiceover that we rehear is that he still only has like 3 lines with anybody, so they definitely repeat it in his wander cycle. It's like he kills someone, and then you hear like, "I hate models. You're a model. I hate models.
You just take your shirt off for your roles, and I hate you.
I'm not a meat puppet." Yeah. We hear that like 6 times.
Yeah.
This is Packing Peanuts, the movie. He does hate abs. It's terrible. This movie sucks.
It's very stupid.
This is, I mean, obviously I have to rewatch Hercules Unbound at some point in the next 14 to 16 months.
Yeah, we will
this might be the worst one. This might be the worst 13-13.
I mean, it's the least.
That's true.
13 so far.
Those might be different categories. You're right. I have to keep that in mind. Worst and least. Because, yeah.
Because, we're going to talk about the plot? This movie? There's no plot.
No. If any movie is less than this movie, I'm not sure what we're going to do.
Yeah. How much walking around saying hello can any boy in portraits do? That's the this I would assume is the most.
Yeah, presumably if they did it any second longer,
board shorts,
yeah, their eyeballs would start bleeding if they did it one moment longer than they do it here. The back-to-back hello boys was a slap in the fucking face.
It was fucked up.
It's a shit-tastic film.
Like, here's a guy in board shorts. Oh, hello? Got killed.
Here's a different guy.
In board shorts. What?
Oh, he got killed.
He got killed! By Jerry!
By Jerry.
The guy who's killing people in this movie. I would say it's so much, but it's so little.
It's so little. It truly, it, like, is the embodiment of the opposite. Like, if people were saying the phrase, it's so little, this would be what they meant. Sorry to end a year on a fucking empty box, but this is what
happy
we were served.
2021, you fuckers.
That's right.
Nobody should be listening to this show, but if you are, fuck you.
Yeah, David said 10 years ago, he said fuck you to us, to you, to boys,
all of us, to boys, to board shorts, to hello,
to the greeting hello,
to the concept hello.
Gross.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say
There's
about
not
13-13
goddamn thing to say about 13-13 actor/model? There's not a goddamn thing to say about it. In fact, we've said 26 minutes of things about it.
Shocking.
crazy.
Yes.
Beyond.
Well, I mean, bad news. The next film, I believe, is written by the same duo, which is David Dakota and Barbara Kimlicka. But would you like to hear the description of the next film we will be covering?
Yeah, what the next 1313 garbage movie we're going to see.
Well, it is called 1313 Boy Crazies, which is already a strange phrase. And here is the description on IMDb. Trent, editorial parentheses, no, not that Trent. Not that yet.
Trent. We love one Trent and one Trent only.
That's right, and this ain't him. Trent's dream to be a male model quickly turns into a nightmare when his three male model housemates and their hostess Sheila turn out to be a band of insatiable vampires.
All right. I mean, so sounds we might more eventful than this shit show already. Yeah,
we might at least see people wearing, like, plastic fangs, so yeah. That's something.
Put on some leather, you jerks.
I mean, this poster, none of them are wearing their shirts, so...
Yeah. Take off your shirts. You already did that.
Yeah. Do they make leather board shorts? Put them on.
Please put them on.
Yeah. So, until we meet some vampires, I guess. Make good choices.
Yeah, please. Do. So we can talk about it for more than 30 minutes.
That's right. Do you think they'll bring back the Sisterhood bat sign?
I hope so. Like, yeah. If you're gonna, you know... If you're gonna be weird. If you're not gonna be weird, just don't.
If you're not, yeah, stop it. Go film that waterfall. Just don't
make a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I did want to say, it almost feels like, because we've been begging these movies to get shorter, and these ones are, and they like, exponentially reduced how much movie they are also. Yeah. It's like a monkey's paw.
Be less. And also be less.
Yeah. I only wanted one less, honestly. You can be the same amount of movie just in less time, please. Yeah,
you could be the... You should be the same amount of movie in the same time. Like, it's 90 minutes of movie that you did not exercise.
Mm-mm, no.
But it's like they... In a whole 90 minutes.
Like, yeah, but he's like, he's made 90-minute movies, and it's like, if this were like an hour 15, it'd be way better, because it'd be cutting all the fucking wandering from those movies, and instead, everything shrank.
Yeah, instead, we gave you 90 minutes of wandering. Of wander,
yeah. The hour of movie shrank into 5 minutes of movie.
That's what you wanted, right? 90 minutes of wander?
No.
And 5 minutes of plot.
No. Bring on the talking mostly cats. Mostly
wander.
Talking you cats. Want to
wander.
Lots talking wander. Dogs.
No.
Talking
nope,
horses.
Nope. Charismatic corgi and lots of wander.
If someone wandered through the house holding that uncharismatic corgi, that'd be a different issue. That'd be very funny.
Yeah, I had to explain to my mom when she was here. I was like, what's that stuffy on top of your TV? And it's like, I won that. Yeah, by saying a corgi would not bark at all.
Yep. I mean,
okay.
You were a genius and you won the corgi. Santa's summer home coming sometime.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a very uncharismatic corgi.
Yeah. Not allowed to make any noise on the set.
Yike.
Yeah.
Yike.
Yikes on bikes.
Yikes on bikes. Corgis on gorgies.
Ooh, what's a gorgy?
I don't know, but it's not charismatic.
It's not, no.
I tell ya.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You thought this was a corgi in Santa's Summer Home? No, it is, yeah, in fact, a gorgi.
Corgis on Borkies. That's a booger. I don't know. Okay.
I was going to say, it sounds like a weird goblin dog on some kind of skateboard that's bad.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot a booger onto you.
That's what you deserve, you dumb corgi.
That's what you deserve. You were hanging out waiting for a corgi? No.
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 You fool.
You get a booger instead.
I'm David Dakota. I'm going to blow my nose on you.
Yeah. Get a booger.
That's what you get. Damn.
Fuck you for expecting anyone to have charisma in this whole series. Not just in this one movie, but in the last 10 movies. Zero charisma for anybody.
I'm so sorry for expecting these things. I'm so sorry.
Not a one.
Mm-mm.
Not a single iota of charisma.
We just gotta hold out for real Trent.
Oh, God. 2 years from now, Trent.
That's right. Although I looked ahead, I don't know if it's rentable, but in amongst the 1313 films, there is a random Christmas movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
which is
like,
strange.
We'll take it. But we have proven by this movie, by actor/model, that just a boy's jumping into pool is not equitable to Trent.
No. Not at all.
Any dummies can jump in a pool. And, it's true. They are not our friends. Mm-mm. They are not our dummies.
No, I want our dummies.
We want our one dummy.
Yeah, apparently the one, if it's rentable somewhere. Oh, and it looks like it is. After Boy Crazies, we're going to watch Christmas Spirit, which appears to maybe be the first in his family film.
Okay.
Saga. There is a pup, there's a dog on the cover. A cynical youth whose mom's about to lose her job right before the holidays. There's a ghost. That sounds exciting.
So in the middle of spring, we'll
that's right,
have a Christmas spectacular. You're welcome.
Yes, we will. Yes. Look forward to it, I guess. Vampires for New Year's, Christmas for February. It's like we planned it.
Yeah, that was it. That was the plan.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long con this whole time.